Cody, what's the problem? Got another one of those nasty furballs?
Oh, no, I just got this humongous cold.
Well, why don't you take some cold pills?
No way. My body's a temple. I don't put anything in it that isn't completely healthy, except for the occasional double king egg chili cheese bacon burger.
Cody, before some lonely goose gets the wrong idea, maybe you should go down to the health food store. There's all kinds of natural remedies you could take.
Wow, great idea. Yeah, Dr. Dana Berger comes through again. I really owe you for this one. I mean, anything you want, you just say the word.
I just want some peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. Okay. Hey, you guys, kitchen's off limits! Dana wants peace and quiet. I'll just stay right here and make sure nobody bothers you.
Don't put the mustard in there.
Honey, I'm using your system. I'm putting everything away according to food groups and then alphabetically within the group.
Well, I know, but I've decided to rethink my entire storage system because I think it was just a little too neurotic. So from now on, just put everything in the shelves alphabetically and to heck with the food groups.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hey, Dad. You know how you're always telling me to get more involved in school? Well, today I signed up for an after-school activity.
All right, that's wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm the crossbar monitor at the girls' high jump pit.
So your job is to sit there and look up girls' shorts.
Pretty cool, huh, Dad?
Well, I'm truly proud.
I'm gonna go see if Dana's camera has a macro zoom.
This is the worst day of my life.
What happened?
I was completely humiliated at school.
Oh, did Al stuff you in your locker again?
Yeah, but that's not the problem. I just got my math test back. I'm slime.
Mark, you got an A. What's wrong with that?
It's not an A+. See? No happy face.
Well, listen, if that's what's bothering you, I'll draw you a happy face and a little duck, too.
You guys just don't understand. I'm losing my edge. If this keeps up, I won't be the valedictorian of the 8th grade. This has got to stop.
Is it just me, or is your son wound a little tight?
Yeah, you're right. He's so compulsive. I don't know how he got that way. No, Frank, the peaches don't go in there. They go in the LMNOP cabinet.
Oh. 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 On the range. Where the deer and the antelope roam. Boom shaka laka laka, boom shaka laka laka, boom shaka laka laka, boom shaka laka laka, boom. Hey, Karen, caught me in mid shaka laka.
What are you doing?
I'm curing my cold. Hey, Dana, thanks for sending me over to that health food store. Now, I got something that totally changed my whole life. Check this out.
Healing your body with your mind.
Yeah, everything I need to stay healthy is right up here in the old cassava.
You bought this pamphlet at the health food store?
No way. I bought it in the parking lot at the health food store. It was totally spiritual, dude. He was looking for shoes in the trash. He said that I could use the powers of my mind to cure many of life's everyday ailments, like your common cold, your flu, the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Cody, did it ever occur to you that this guy was just a nutcase?
All I know is this. He did not have a cold. Coincidence? I think not.
Oh.
Frank, you're not trying to get the Playboy Channel for free again, are you?
Now, why would I need the Playboy Channel when I have you?
All right, Frank, who is she?
Oh, I see. It's a mood swing day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just had a tough day at the beauty shop. I mean, what do you do with a bald woman who's in denial? Anyway, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about how uptight Mark has been, and I decided that he just needs a little entertainment in his life. So, I bought him this.
Super Video Buster? Gee, I don't know, Frank. You know, kids get so caught up in these video games, they forget to do their homework.
Honey, we're talking about Mark. He wanted to know if we were going to spend our next vacation at the Library of Congress.
Can you believe this encyclopedia still calls the Apatosaurus a Brontosaurus? Is there no pride in species identification anymore?
Hey, Mark, why don't you take an itty-bitty break from Brainland, huh? And check this out.
Frank, I appreciate the offer, but I'm just not into video games.
Oh, come on, Mark. Everybody's got a kickback every once in a while. Why don't you just give it a try?
Well, I have been curious about this new 64-bit microprocessor. Motherboard magazine gave it a rave review.
Well, I got a lot of video games, but I thought first we'd try Alien Warlords.
Oh, Frank, that sounds awfully violent.
Yeah. Wait till you see it.
High-resolution graphics, over 1,000 pixels per square inch. Very impressive. Hey, I got one.
Hey, hey, good shot.
Oh, I got another. Ha! Blow his little alien head off.
Oh, wait till you get to level 2. When you shoot the alien in the head, his eyeballs explode. Beautiful. Hey, Ben. How was school?
Great. We made Billy Jenkins laugh so hard. He blew chocolate milk out of his nose.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Is Mark home?
No, not yet.
Good. Now maybe someone else can get a turn on Video Buster.
You know, Mark's been playing with that thing an awful lot this week. I'm getting kind of concerned.
Look, honey, give the kid a break. He's just acting like a normal child.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Mark!
It's time to talk. I've got a date with Level 8.
Now see, I told you he'd love that video game.
Hey, guys. I had the best day at school today.
Did you stuff Mark in his locker again?
Well, yeah, but that's not the good part. Mark got a D on his math test.
Mark got a D?
Yeah, can you believe it? Mr. Wizard crashed and burned. I gotta go tell JT.
Mark got a D? Oh, thanks a lot, Frank. Your stupid video games are ruining my son.
Well, no, honey, just relax. We'll go have a talk with Mark. I'm sure there's a logical explanation. A video game does not drastically alter a kid like Mark.
Give me that joystick or I'll crush your head like a peanut.
Would you stop it? What is going on?
He was trying to take the game from me. Normally, I just kick his butt. But I think he's possessed.
Brenda, we'd like to speak to Mark alone, okay?
Okay, but don't turn your back on him.
All right, Mark, sit down over here. What is wrong with you? First, you're fighting with Brendan, and what is this I hear about? You're getting a D on your math test?
Oh, is that out on the street now?
From now on, there will be no more video games during the school week.
None?
None.
Your mother's right, Mark. This is serious. You're starting to act like one of my kids.
Gee, I had no idea. Guess I kind of got carried away.
Huh? Yes, I guess so. So why don't you go upstairs, apologize to Brendan, and start your homework?
Good idea, Mom. Hey, Mark. Do I still have to apologize?
No, Mommy, not the tap shoes. What is that?
I don't know.
It's coming from downstairs.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's a burglar. Maybe he's strung out on drugs and has a gun and is ready to shoot anything that moves. Go check.
Oh, sure. They want equal pay, but I gotta take a bullet. In the morning.
Good, then it gives me 4 hours until I gotta go to school. What would happen if I go in my pajamas?
Mark, you turn that thing off right now.
No way, I'm just about to win.
Mark, give me that. Mark, you are out of control.
No, I'm not out of control. You can't be a master of the universe if you're out of control.
Frank. Plug that back in.
Okay, Captain Kirk.
Hey!
I'm beaming you back upstairs.
Put me down!
Don't force me to use the Vulcan death grip.
Frank, I'm warning you. I've read several books on karate.
Whoa, Hickey. Mark of the Love Jones.
Actually, it's the Mark of Steve Jones.
Oh, that is some Hickey. What'd you do, drag him around school all day?
This isn't funny, Dana. If Mom sees this, she'll kill me. What am I gonna do?
Here's a thought. Don't let guys suck on your neck.
You know, Karen, swapping monkey bites is no way to say I love you. But there's no use crying over spilled blood, so the Code Man, with his powers of psychic healing, is going to help you in your time of need.
Cody, you're not going to do one of your hocus-pocus, let's all focus numbers, are you?
Scoff, if you will, non-believer. But I had a major cold. I took no medication. I just got plenty of rest, drank lots of fluid, and used only the powers of my mind. And now, a mere 7 to 10 days later, I'm cured.
I'll try anything. Go ahead, Cody. Heal me.
Okay. Hickey, hickey, heal. Hickey, heal. Hickey, 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 heal. Boom, shakalaka, laka, boom, shakalaka, laka, boom, shakalaka, laka, boom.
Well?
Well, that sucker must go straight to the bone. This calls for emergency medical procedure, free association. Okay. Hickey. Ricky. Ricky Nelson. Ozzie Nelson. Full Nelson. Full House. Little Michelle. Seashell. Turtle shell. Turtleneck. Dude, that's it!
What's it?
Turtleneck. Wear a turtleneck till your hickey goes away.
Oh, Cody, you're amazing!
Yeah. Guess between the known and the unknown lies the Code Man.
I don't know why you brought me here. This is a complete waste of time.
Oh, face it, Mark. You're addicted to that video game, and we have to do something about it.
Hi, you must be the Lamberts. I'm Ed Wheeler. Welcome to Video Addicts Anonymous.
Hi, I'm Carol, and this is my husband, Frank, and this is our little addict, Mark.
Nice to meet you, Mark. You know, this is a support group to help people who are video game addicts.
And I'm sure you do terrific work. But the truth is, Ed, may I call you Ed?
Sure.
I'm not a video game addict. In fact, I've never even played one until last week.
Well, he's right about that. In fact, he wouldn't have played one at all if Frank hadn't brought one home to help him relax.
What are you saying? Now this is all my fault, huh?
Well, you are the one who got him hooked.
Honey, I was just trying to help him out. I mean, he's got a mother who alphabetizes canned goods, huh? No wonder he's so compulsive.
Oh, so now it's my fault.
Well, honey, I'm telling you.
Folks, we're here to help Mark. But there is a group for troubled marriages down the hall.
Oh, no. We have a very healthy marriage. There's just this one little issue which will be solved as soon as my husband admits that I am right.
We'll be down the hall.
Everything's going to be okay. You'll be a brave little boy for Mommy. And just remember how much Mommy loves you. I love you so much. And this is going to be great for you.
Is there any wonder I still sleep with a nightlight?
Okay, everybody, let's get started. I'd like to introduce a newcomer to the group. Everyone, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark!
Hello. Friendly bunch.
All right, who'd like to be the first to share tonight? Yes.
Hi, my name's Scott. I'm a video game addict.
Hi, Scott!
It's been about 30 days since I've, you know, played a video game. It's been tough. It's been real tough. But the good news is, I'm starting to get used to the sunlight again.
So, Mark, would you like to share a little about your problem?
What problem? I don't have a problem.
Mark, anything you say here is confidential. All we want to do is help.
Listen, Ed, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but I just don't need your help because I don't have a problem.
Sounds like you're in denial, Mark. That's the first sign of a video addict.
I am not in denial.
Ooh, anger. That's the second sign.
Listen, Red. I am not in denial, I am not a video game addict, and I am not angry.
You know, maybe Mark's right. Maybe he's not addicted to video games. By the way, Mark, how's school? Still getting straight A's?
Well, there's been a little setback, but so what? What about fights? Been in any fights lately, Mark? One slight altercation, but he deserved it.
How are you sleeping?
Sleeping?
Yeah, hard to turn that game off and go to bed.
It's none of your business.
Do you always have to get to the next level?
Leave me alone!
Is it tough to go to sleep if you haven't got the highest score?
But I always have the highest score! I always get to the next level! I'm the best! I'm Mark the Terminator Foster! And I'm...
It's okay, Mark. We're your friends.
I'm Mark Foster. I'm a video game addict.